Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 26th. Just a few days away from week four, actually one day away. We got Thursday Night Football tomorrow, and I am here today to answer your guys' questions. So you guys know that every Wednesday, I answer questions from the listeners. Each week, I'll pick a few questions to answer. All questions can be emailed to me directly at stevethescout81@gmail.com. Send all questions there. Each Wednesday, I'll pick a few to answer and answer them at that time. So, as I mentioned on last episode that I made, I have some new podcast recording software, so I'll be able to take live callers, have guests on the show. So if you guys have any ideas that you want to share in terms of how you want that to be used, email me that as well. Again, stevethescout81@gmail.com. One thing I'm looking to do right now is to have people come on the show and debate each other. Maybe you're a Giants fan and your friend is a Cowboys fan, or, you know, maybe you disagree on who's the best running back ever. You know, one person says it's Barry Sanders. Someone else says it's Walter Payton or Jim Brown or Emmitt Smith. So, definitely want to start entertaining those things for the show. So if you have ideas, you could also feel free to send them my way. Appreciate you guys. Once again, this is the number one ranked football podcast in all of America. I appreciate you guys for making that a reality. So without any further ado, let's dive into the questions that you guys have sent me. So I'm gonna dive into my favorite question first. And that question comes from Richard Marsh. And Richard had asked me, he said in his email, he said, "Steve, you've talked a little bit about how a quarterback can be a draft bust. Can you enlighten me on how to predict which college prospects are more likely to be busts?" So it's not an exact science. If it was, NFL teams, you know, wouldn't if it was an exact science, there wouldn't be so many instances where NFL teams get it wrong. But I will tell you, these are the things that I would look at in terms of discovering whether this guy is likely to be a draft bust. Number one is this, is I see way too many college players that are reliant on athletic ability and transition speed and a lot of other physical advantages against bad competition. You know, they can take false steps. You know, a cornerback can take false steps, sit on a route, play with crappy eye discipline, and just because of their talent level, it gives them an opportunity to recover versus college competition, where that's not going to happen in the NFL. Not only that, wide receivers and cornerbacks, they do not play or play against a full route tree on Saturdays, and that there is a huge learning curve for that, and not everyone gets it. Plus, a lot of guys have speed, but they don't have change of direction speed. Ultimately, just what happens is there's a lot of guys that have natural athleticism that are going to be better than the guys they played in college, and they rely on that, and they play with bad technique, and they don't cut it in the NFL, or they just have, you know, not that many tools in their tool belt. You look at some of these guys like Dee Ford that came in a few years ago. Coming out of college, my concern with him is that he only had one pass rush moves, and he didn't understand counters. He hasn't had a good career in the NFL, and I think there's a lot to be said for that. A lot of these guys also, you got to look at their feet work and how they use leverage, because again, they can rely on athletic ability, transition speed, but if an offensive lineman doesn't have feet, or they don't know how to use leverage, or even a cornerback doesn't have good feet work and leverage, it can be an issue. There's also an issue in regards to mental processing. Mental processing lacks in the NFL because you know it takes a lot more in the NFL to process things than what you had to in college. A quarterback, you know, defenses have to figure out whether the quarterback is gonna run or pass the ball, and there's just a myriad of different responsibilities that they have coming into the NFL that are new to them. Quarterbacks can be busts because they can lock on to one receiver. They have a strong arm, but they're not forced to throw into tight windows. They're not forced to anticipate. Everything is catered, you know, to be easy for them. There's not that many things they have to do in terms of adjusting to the defense. In the NFL, you know, you need to know a lot more than just whether it's going to be run or pass, and there's a lot more to study for. Talent is just not enough in a league or in this league because everyone can run and go get the football, but there's way more to it than that. And rookies, they have to establish this technique if they're going to produce it at a consistent level. There's also a big delay in terms of knowing how to study tape and study your opponents. It takes a lot of these guys a few years to really know how to study the tape and start to use it to be able to diagnose what's going to happen. If you look at Richard Sherman, he studies tape. He says he studies tape from the moment he gets up to the time he goes to bed. Richard Sherman watches every single game, every single week, and he studies his opponents. There's no substitute for that. And even if you have the work ethic, you have to know how to study the tape, how to learn how to key and diagnose. It's not something that these guys can figure out overnight. And if they weren't coached to do that in college, you know, that is going to be an issue. And they have to have a thirst for knowledge. Another thing is, again, a lot of guys get away with speed, but they don't have change of direction speed, and they don't have fluid hips, which can hurt you at a variety of different positions. Look, in terms of mental processing and in film study, it takes a lot of hard work to be able to make the game slow down for you. And not everyone does the work, and not everyone knows how to do the work properly and applies himself to do it. Too many guys are one-trick ponies. I talked about Dee Ford only having one pass rush move. I see a lot of cornerbacks in college where they don't have complete peripheral awareness. They're looking for the ball that when they're playing man, they're looking for the ball the entire play. Remember, they're not playing zone, playing man to man. You can't be looking for the ball the whole way. You got to keep your back to the ball, and you peripherally have to know what the QB is doing. So there's just some processing and ways of playing that are different. One reason that I thought Baker Mayfield would be a home run pick is because it was evident in college that he knew how to make all the NFL throws. He can throw over the top of the linebacker and underneath the safety better than any quarterback, and he can process things quickly in real time, evident in his tape against Ohio State and some other good college defenses. And not only that, you know, you got to remember this. 80 to 90% of players in the NFL are scheme players. So you got to look at every aspect of their game and make sure they fit your system, because it's not always that they're a bad football player. It's just that, you know, what their skill sets are, they're more applicable to a different system. You know, I hate the term scheme player because everyone's a scheme player. You know, yes, you have guys like, you know, Adrian Peterson, Julio Jones, guys that are not scheme players. They just have incredible talent. The Odell Beckham Juniors, the Saquon Barkley, the Ezekiel Elliotts, the Todd Gurleys. Those guys can play in any system, but 80 to 90% of the league are scheme players. And I see a lot of times that players get drafted into schemes that don't really fit their skill set well. I mentioned Richard Sherman before. You look at him versus Darrell Revis when Darrell Revis was in his prime. They played with different technique, and I would bet you that the technique that Richard Sherman was using may have not worked for Darrell Revis and vice versa. So it's knowing how to use that. Also, a lot of these guys, you know, they have athletic speed, but they're weak at the point of attack. Wide receivers can't get off of jams. Cornerbacks can't jams. You know, NFL offensive linemen, they don't have the strength of the point of attack to really hold on to a target and move them. So there's a lot of things that go into it. Those are just a few things. Well, not a few things, but a lot of things that can make someone an NFL bust. Richard Marsh, I appreciate your question, and hopefully that answered it a bit for you. The next question comes from Raymond Heath. And Raymond is a Chiefs fan. He actually lives in Kansas City, so it must be an exciting time, Raymond. You asked me, will Patrick Mahomes continue this success or will he come down? I think it's going to continue. Mechanically, he's not perfect. He still plays with a bit of a narrow base. Not the best feet work. But my bigger issues with Mahomes coming out of college, those issues have been resolved. They've been resolved as much as they can for the time that I've seen him. I was worried about his thirst for always wanting to make the big play and throw caution to the wind. He's taken care of the football. He has not thrown one interception yet. The game against San Francisco last week, he didn't even put the ball in harm's way at one time. And he throws a lot of passes. A quarterback like this that can take care of the football, that's a scary thing. Sometimes in college, he would lock on to one receiver. Not in the NFL. He's changed that. So if you watch him, he goes through his progressions. He spreads the ball around. We know Tyreek Hill can make big plays. He's arguably the fastest guy in the NFL. But look, he spreads the ball around and he goes through his progressions a lot better than what he did in college. In college, he played a lot of playground football where, you know, he wouldn't sit in the pocket and he would just move with his legs and try to make things happen. I had a concern about him doing that in the NFL. And what I've seen him do is he still plays that playground style of football, but only when he needs to. If you look at the play last week versus the San Francisco 49ers, his escapability and throw on the run on that play was absolutely incredible. Handful of quarterbacks that might be able to do that. And that statement could even still be generous. You know, what he did on that play, go back and watch Patrick Mahomes' touchdown pass versus the 49ers, his playground football, his ability to escape, throw on the run with accuracy, he did all that. And again, it's just great that he's not thrown one interception yet. And not only that, he didn't even put the ball in harm's way last week. He could still add a bit more touch to his throws, but overall, I mean, teams, they can't contain him. And he's really dangerous. He's really dangerous outside of the pocket. A lot of his bad habits have seemingly gone away. And he's only played a handful of games. I think he's played 4 NFL games. And being able to fix some of those habits that quickly speaks volumes. He's got a good coach in Andy Reid, good play calling. He's got a lot of confidence and poise. So I think that Patrick Mahomes will continue to excel. Is it possible that, you know, we'll see some bad games? Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very possible. We might even see some bad ones this year, but he surpassed my expectations. He's obviously worked hard to correct a lot of things, and he's one of those examples that if you have arm talent and you can fix some other things, you know, it speaks volumes. Will Josh Allen be able to do the same thing? I don't know. I don't think Josh Allen has the accuracy that Patrick Mahomes has, but look, It's possible I can be wrong on that, but Patrick Mahomes, to answer your question, Raymond, I think is going to continue to succeed. The next question is from Phil Reed. So Phil asked me, did the Browns play better when Baker came in? He said that they ran routes harder and played with more energy. So I will agree with you. I thought they played way harder for Baker than they did for Tyrod Taylor. The team was flat. I mean, look, it was a spark of energy, but ultimately they did play harder for him. There's no question about it. But still, it's the right decision to start Baker Mayfield. It's the right decision. He gets the ball out there faster. He can throw over the linebacker and underneath the safety way better than Tyrod. He's more accurate. Throws a better deep ball. He's better throwing on the run. And to be honest, He can read and shred defenses at a higher level. Baker Mayfield is the right choice to be the starting quarterback. Look, he had a big advantage last week because teams were not preparing for him. now that they will prepare for him. It's not going to be as easy, but I still think he's going to succeed in a big way. I said before the draft, he's not Johnny Manziel. He's more like Russell Wilson. And if you continue to watch his tape, I think you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And the last question, I'm excited, and I hate for this to sound sexist, like I'm putting you last, Allison. Definitely not my intention, but Allison, I just wanted to say it is so cool that a female, because I don't get many questions from women. In fact, this might be the first one I've ever had, that women actually like the podcast. So I think that is awesome. Allison, I thank you so much for writing me, and I definitely encourage you to send more questions my way. And Allison, I love what you said here. You called me out. Allison said that I listen to your podcast all the time, especially during the draft, because I love the draft. It's my favorite time of year. But you said Ronald Jones was going to be a surefire thing, and he hasn't done much yet in his first few games. So, Allison, you're absolutely right. I said Ronald Jones, you know, would be an amazing player in the NFL, and he's been a healthy scratch every single week. So why is that? Am I wrong? Did I miss something? So look, Ronald Jones was never asked to do much blocking at USC. In the Tampa Bay offense, you need a running back that's going to be able to block. I don't know if he's going to turn into a blocking running back. So you need they need that in their offense, especially with their offensive line the way it's played. They wanted to have a blocking running back. Was not asked to block much at USC. I don't know how good he would have been. He's not the biggest guy. Also, I saw Ronald Jones go up against good competition, but I think he developed a lot of bad habits for not going up against good competition as much as he should have. I've seen him explode through the hole. Still have great cutting ability. Can see lanes, but he has not done it enough. He did not do it enough in college. I still think he has incredible tools. There are some great running backs. You know, I don't even think Alvin Kamara started his first few games last year. Look, it may take him some time to get used to it in the NFL. This is an offense where the Bucs pass to set up the run. Again, they need running backs who can block. I don't think, unless he blocks, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get on the field. It may not be the best system fit for him, but I still think the talent is there. He still has rare ability for a running back coming into the NFL. I think the other thing that hurts him is that he was not a big pass catcher at UFC. So being that the Bucs do want that in their offense, it's slowing him down. But look, give him time. You can't say he's a bust yet. I still like Ronald Jones and think he can be a great player in this league. So that wraps up everything for today. I appreciate the questions you guys have asked me. Join me again on Friday when I break down all the upcoming NFL games this weekend. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. And remember, any questions, ideas, you send them to stevethescout81@gmail.com. You can also follow me on stevethescout.com, and also stevethescout81 is my Twitter handle. You guys have a great Wednesday or whenever you're listening to this. We'll talk to you on Friday. I look forward to breaking down the action. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.